The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 14th of March. In your Squeeze today, Cardinal George Pell's sentence, the US grounds Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft, next steps in Brexit, and vegan sausage rolls. This is your Squeeze today. Cardinal George Pell was yesterday jailed for a maximum of 6 years with a non-parole term of 3 years and 8 months. The sentence was broadcast live. What did Judge Peter Kidd say?
He called the acts that Pell had been involved in brazen and had said that Pell had been arrogant. He also said that he wanted to make it very clear that Pell's punishment was not for the collective trauma suffered by child abuse victims, and that is why he came to the term that he came to.
And we also heard from the surviving victim via a spokeswoman.
Yes, we heard from them saying that, yeah, appreciated the court has acknowledged horrendous things that had been inflicted on him, but made it very clear too that it's not over for him, that there's no rest, and the quote is, everything is overshadowed by the forthcoming appeal.
Yeah, George Pell is launching an appeal, and that appeal hearing starts on the 5th of June. Whilst all eyes were on George Pell, in another Melbourne court yesterday, Boris Restivsky pled guilty to the manslaughter of his wife, Karen, whose body was found in bushland 8 months after she disappeared in June 2016, Claire.
This has been a really high-profile case, particularly in Melbourne, and it's been quite a mystery. Boris, of course, was very prominent and front and centre when the appeals went out for Karen when she was missing, but certainly when police pieced it all together with mobile phone data and images of her car being driven around where her body was eventually found with Boris behind the wheel. It was then, I guess, a race to see whether they could pin murder charges on him. Some crucial evidence was ruled out by the court, and prosecutors changed those charges to manslaughter, and he's pled guilty to those.
So now it goes straight to sentencing, and the maximum penalty for manslaughter in Victoria is 20 years. As predicted, Theresa May lost that Brexit vote yesterday by 149 votes, including 75 MPs from her own party. What now?
So today, they're talking about and will vote on whether the Parliament agrees that Brexit should happen with or without a deal in place. If they vote for Brexit without a deal, all sorts of things get thrown to the wall. And you've got to remember that Brexit and the UK's tie up with the European Union has everything to do with things like air traffic control, customs, borders, immigration, standards on their product. Like, it touches so many parts of their lives, which of course is why it's so complicated. So to leave without a deal is pretty messy. If they agree that they need a deal in place, then probably the next step is to look at whether they need to delay the start of Brexit, which is the 29th of March, because of course not a lot can be done, as we've seen, in terms of amending the terms of the deal between now and just a few days' time, really. So, yeah, again, all pretty messy. All the events of the last few days still don't deal with the core issues. There's a long way to go.
And as if to prove the point that she's been talking and talking and talking to people, Theresa May's also lost her voice.
Yeah, poor thing.
She, how unlucky can you get?
Really, really struggled through yesterday.
Yeah. And as we pull the podcast together this morning, Claire, Donald Trump has announced that the US will ground all of those Boeing aircraft temporarily. Canada did the same overnight and joined the latest round of regulators in India, New Zealand, and a bunch of other European countries to suspend Boeing's 737 MAX 8 flights.
Yeah. And still no news really about what actually happened to that Ethiopian Airlines flight. But it was interesting to see yesterday that the boss of that company said that they believe that the ill-fated flight was having the same sort of issues that the Lion Air flight had. So, yeah.
The pilots were having trouble taking control of the plane. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Another US story, the death penalty is legal in 30 states in America. California is one of them, with 737 people currently on death row. The governor of the state, though, is moving to abolish the punishment.
They've had a couple of referendums in California about legally abolishing it, and it's sort of always landed at the kind of 46, you know, sort of 54 kind of mark for and against. So it's still in place. Gavin Newsom, the newly minted Californian governor, has said is that while he's in office, he won't allow any executions to take place.
Kind of like his executive orders, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
California is the state with the most prisoners on death row, actually. As I said, 737, but has executed just 13 in 41 years. Bit of a morbid story. Let's move on to something a bit lighter. There's a link in the email to a story about what our websites looked like in the 90s, Claire. Safe to say, design has come a long way.
Long way, hasn't it? That's why we have so many smart tech people who are doing these things. When you look back not that far and see exactly how clunky they were, they've come a long way.
That's definitely worth a look. And we always appreciate a good marketing campaign here at The Squeeze. Greg's in the UK has released a vegan sausage roll, and their social media strategy is a giggle.
It is, and I can save you a step in the podcast this morning. So the subject line is, "We built this city on rock and roll," which is the Starship song, but of course anyone who sings it properly sings it, "We built this city on sausage rolls." hilariously, their whole, as you say, social media was set up for someone to take the bait. They put out a tweet and post saying, you know, it's what you've all been waiting for, a vegan sausage roll. And it was Piers Morgan who came back saying, no one's been waiting for this, which, of course, Greg stepped in to say, we've been waiting for you. And off it went.
So good. It's very, very clever. If you can have a sense of humour, you can go a long way.
You sure can.
Thanks so much for listening to the Squeeze Today podcast, everyone. Have a look at the Squeeze Today email. There's plenty of news around today. As always, if you do open that every day this week, you go in the draw to win $100 to spend at Woolworths. It's a bit of all right. Have a great day, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Superannuation can sometimes feel like just another overwhelming life admin chore. But as a member of Aware Super, you'll have access to lots of free online tools to help you, like their My Retirement Planner, which allows you to see how much you might need for retirement and comes with an easy-to-understand plan of how to get there. Read the PDS and TMD at aware.com.au.